a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I want to chat about this lady. Her name is Amanda, and she's from Bristol, okay? So we're going over to the UK again.
Again, right, again. Sure. A lot of UK content.
I know,
today.
It happens. That's where the stories are. I don't make it that way.
You've been checking out the tabloids.
I have. She's been hospitalised, right? Now, she decided, she's 51 years old, okay? And she has a little dog. Her family have a little dog, a little chihuahua called Belle. Beautiful, right? She decided to take a nap, okay? And Belle was there with her as well. Mm. Now, Wombi and I take naps all the time together. I don't see that there's anything wrong with that.
That surprises me.
Okay. It was so cute yesterday. We were both sharing a blanket and I woke up. His head was on the pillow on the opposite side of the couch and mine was there. And I'm like, oh, this is so good.
You're twins.
Twinsies. Apparently, Belle, the chihuahua, she had a little accident, okay, whilst her owner, Amanda, was sleeping.
Okay.
Now, Amanda was sleeping. I'm paraphrasing. I'm imagining she's on her. Well, she's on her back and mouth open. You know, that's a dangerous way to sleep.
Okay.
You need to sleep side on with a fist under your mouth so that your jaw is clamped shut and nothing can happen to you.
Well, but you've got like problems with like grinding your teeth and clenching your jaw in your sleep anyway.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you need your fist under your chin holding it closed?
No, because it's just for this reason.
For backup.
Yeah. So a little afternoon nap became a little afternoon incident.
Snack.
A little afternoon chat. Belle, the dog,
yeah,
got violent diarrhea.
Oh, Jesus.
And shot some in Amanda's mouth.
It's like Indy flicking the poop into my face.
It's so disgusting. So she was like, I rushed to the bathroom, but my son was in the shower, so I couldn't wash it out, so I just had to spit it out of my mouth. It was.
What, you don't have another sink in
your
house?
No, sort it out, Amanda. Get the bloody hose.
Have you heard
of
a kitchen?
Have you heard of the outdoor hose? She said it was disgusting. I couldn't get the taste out of my mouth.
My God.
Anyway, she said I was like hurling violently for hours after. She
As
just couldn't get the taste out of it.
Yeah.
Mouth.
Your mouth. Sorry. You're telling me.
Anyway, a couple of days later, I've got a nasty stomach bug. What's the reason for that? It's because the dog shat in your mouth, woman. The dog also had a bit of a nasty stomach bug. She, because the dog, quote, had dog had violent diarrhea.
Oh, God, no, stop, man.
Paramedics prescribed her painkillers because she had
painkillers,
stomach cramps. This is so
She's
gross.
She's got some sort of worm, doesn't she? There's some sort of...
She had cramps all over her body 48 hours later. The ambulance came, took her to hospital. She was there for 3 days. Don't. You've grabbed the bin. Don't. This is terrible radio. I'm crying. But cramps got worse and worse until I could feel them all over my body, even in my legs.
Just get to what was in her. What was the problem?
I was so dehydrated from being sick and having diarrhea that my kidneys had shriveled to their size.
Oh, my God.
The discharge note said that I suffered a gastrointestinal infection caused by a dog defecating in my mouth, something doctors had never witnessed before. And you just know that these doctors are going home that night like you'll never guess.
This is
you'll never guess what happened today.
No, this is not I've not had to remove something from someone today. This is an even wilder story.
She said, I've been drinking 2 Lucozades a day. It's kind of like Gatorade. Plenty of tea and loads of water since it happened. I'm happy to say both me and Belle are on the mend. I've forgiven her for a little accident. I still love her with all my heart, but I'll definitely be more mindful of what position we sleep in the future. I didn't even think of that. What position were you sleeping in?
Like his little butt was on her chin or something. Like just straight.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Okay, so Farmer Wants a Wife. Now, this story's kind of been unfolding over the last kind of 24, 48 hours, but I thought you might not be up with it.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I'll bring it to the table. Farmer Harry, lovely guy.
Mm.
And one of the nice ones. Farmer Will, also lovely guy.
Yes, I've heard. Well, we chat to Farmer Will.
Yeah, we did. And he was nice when we spoke to him. But on the show, he's doing stuff like Farmer Paige. She's having a rough time.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she, like, have to boot everyone?
Yeah.
Because they were just
trying
to hook up with other farmers.
That's right.
Ladies.
Ladies, that's right. All the sister wives.
Yeah. That's a different term.
That's it, but that's
well, they
the
kind
show.
Of are. Yeah,
I mean,
they
if
are,
you're
really.
Having family dinner
really,
with
you're right.
four of your prospective partners that you're all kissing, that's a bit.
Oh, yes, it is.
Grab a bonnet, girls. We're far off and out. We're far out enough in the country for it not to matter. No one's coming looking out here.
The laws can't touch us.
This is the outback version of international waters.
Oh, God.
Have you heard about the Lord Jesus Christ? It's me.
It's me. Yeah.
Welcome to the compound.
The more wives, the closer to God.
Yeah, that's right. Holy crap.
Oh, my God. I needed that laugh.
That's a different show. But also the same show.
Yeah, the same.
Anyway, Farmer Harry's on board. He's one of the nice ones, though.
Yeah.
So he's from Kyabram, which is just up north, central Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, and wow, what a beautiful farm he lives on.
Okay.
He's got the girls there. He's a dairy farmer.
Oh, he's a dairy farmer.
Yeah. So, you know, he's got the big farmhouse and he's got the cows. Yeah.
I bet he takes care of that farmhouse too.
Yeah.
I bet there's all nice, you know, crockery.
Oh, yeah.
And armoires.
The interior design, off the chain.
Yeah. Rugs. I mean,
get Shayna Blaze through there. She'd be like, I don't need to do anything.
Yeah, this is amazing. Well job. Well done, Farmer. What?
Harry.
Harry.
Well job talking to you.
I'm just going to shut up and let you tell your story.
Harry's a massive fraud, though, and it's been revealed, and it's been spotted by an eagle-eyed viewer that's then gone to the Herald Sun, and the Herald Sun's, you know, rolled with it.
I love eagle-eye viewers.
Jenna said that. Not eagle-eye listeners?
No.
Or eagle-ear listeners?
No.
Please don't listen too closely to this
please
show.
Please don't. Do not. We expect you not to.
Someone's gone, hang on. Beautiful farm and everything.
Yeah.
A lot of rivers and sort of mountains in the background, though, of, you know, a lot of the shots. And it seems like none of that gear is in Kyabram.
Okay, I'm looking at Google Maps. Kyabram's looking pretty flat.
Pretty flat.
Okay.
Not a whole lot of river gear going on through Kyabram.
I can't see any
river.
Maybe it's Moama.
No, it's not.
Okay, maybe it's Karop.
It's Gloucester, New South Wales, more than 1,000 kilometres away from where Harry actually lives. And so Channel 7 have had to come out and go, look, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You've got us. It isn't Harry's farm.
That's
not
nice that they came out.
He's not in Kyabram. Unfortunately, given to the COVID situation, when we filmed this, we weren't able to get, you know, the girls and Harry back to Kyabram, so we had to do it in Gloucester, New South Wales. We had to Airbnb a whole farm.
No way. Right. What they're trying to say is the farmhouse is absolutely terrible.
It's falling apart.
And we know that no girls are going to put up with that.
Yes.
He doesn't have nice tea towels on display.
Yep.
It's not the farmhouse you ladies want to be in. So we're going to set you up with love first, and then you'll forget about how crap the farmhouse
is. It's the classic, meet him online, go meet him in person, have a couple of dates at the bar or whatever, go out for dinner, finally go back to his place, and it's like a mattress on the floor.
No top sheet.
No duna cover.
Yeah, one
and
pillow.
A fridge with a jar like a mayonnaise in there, and that's it.
That's it.
That's what they've done, but reality TV version.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's all due to COVID. You can't use that excuse anymore, guys.
Also,
it's been over for a while.
Yeah, true. Also, imagine the girls, like, they go, Gloucester. Gloucester's a nice place. Oh, Kyabram. Oh, I'm sure it's pretty much the same. Get to Kyabram. This is awful.
No, it's not.
There's nothing here.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I woke up this morning to a bit of a moment from a mate. And, you know, early morning, things can go wrong, you know, especially in the bathroom. There's a lot of stuff there. You get confused.
A lot of steam,
and it's early morning.
Someone's
and you
left their
really
hair straightener on, and you just
that.
Grab it, and you realise you've got third-degree burns on
all
your hand.
All of that. Yeah. You could say it's a bit of a whoops now moment. Can my boy sing out and clear whoops now? so many whoopsies.
Did you make that?
I did. I just wanted to spice it up a little bit. My mate.
Is that you?
No, it's Janet Jackson.
Ah.
Her famous song, Whoops Now.
I didn't think it was you.
Yeah.
What? It's Janet Jackson. I remixed it though for Whoops Now, Whoops Now, Whoops Now. Don't worry about it. Anyway, bit of a Whoops Now moment
you
for my friend.
You making that little intro was a
Sick burn.
Sick burn. Yeah, you make something once and let's see how you go. So my mate put up a photo this morning and it was captioned, thought it was toothpaste.
Oh.
So she's made a mistake.
Oh, what
Half
is it?
Half my face is on fire and I think I've poisoned myself.
Oh.
There's a number of different tubes in the old bathroom that can get you from time to time.
Yeah, but what is it?
Hemorrhoid cream.
No.
No, that'd be
it's not
cooling,
like a
wouldn't it?
Deep heat liniment type stuff.
Yes, she deep-heated her mouth. She deep-heated her mouth. And that's a... In my voice, that's a whoops now moment, isn't it?
Wow.
Deep heat mouth.
Yeah. Thought it was toothpaste. Half my face is on fire and I think I've poisoned myself.
How long ago was that and how is she now?
It was a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
No updates, so I'm sure she's fine.
Or dead.
Or she's just feeling really limber in the jaw.
Yeah.
You know?
Ouch.
Wow.
I don't even want to imagine. I've had the... The old footy,
in your job,
yeah, the old footy club gag. Everyone thinks it's hilarious. It's not.
Yeah,
it's just brutal in the jock. But the mouth is a whole different story.
I've used hairspray as deodorant once, and so mistakes can happen.
Yeah, but does that do anything? Hairspray as deodorant?
Well,
do you just get some stiff underarm hair?
Yeah. Yes. Sticky pits.
Oh, a little porcupine. Oh, that's a real.
See?
All right, can you just like find out if she's okay and let us know?
Okay,
I'd really like to know. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. Don't forget they're flicking a dart today right into a little asteroid.
What do you mean?
NASA's flicking a dart.
I hope they're butting it out first.
Yeah.
Don't Have you not heard of this? Have you not heard of this? Okay.
What do you mean they're flicking a dart?
The dart is the... Okay. Basically, NASA have come up with this thing, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART for short.
Is this like...
I've spoken about this plenty of times on this show before, people.
And we haven't been listening to, for 1 second of it.
Okay.
Is this kind of like...
Well, you're honest, at least.
Armageddon style, like there's an asteroid coming towards
okay,
Earth.
Okay, settle and this guy with his hyperbole.
Split it.
Okay.
Is that the reason why they're
yes,
doing this?
But there's no asteroid hurtling towards Earth,
No, this
mate.
Is in preparation of...
Yeah, they're saying, hey, we need to have something in place because, you know, what if, right?
So they're going to shoot like one of those little... Like
they're going to shoot
gun dart sort
yeah,
of thing,
it's like it? A rocket. It's a dart. The Double Asteroid Redirection Rate.
So
redirection test. My God.
We've just relied on Bruce Willis for so long.
Mm.
And now that once they found out that he's not unwell, they've decided, oh God, we better do something to kind of plan for life.
So
after
there's this
Bruce.
Asteroid.
We don't want Tyler crying and all that anymore. We need something better.
Good
so what are they going to do?
All right. So what they're going to do, they're trying on this asteroid that is in no way, shape or form coming for Earth. I just want everyone to know that, right? But they're testing it on one that is coming past Earth. And it's
but
a little
ridiculous.
Moonlet. It's a little moonlet called Dimorphos. And it's at high speed. They're going to flick this dart into it and they're going to try and aim it to nudge this space boulder off its course just enough that if it was headed towards Earth, it would miss us. So they're testing this system.
This makes no sense.
Why does it make no sense? It's nice that they've got something.
Because if it's going past Earth already, what if they get it just off the mark and they redirect it towards Earth?
Oh, he said it. It's not going to happen. Don't make anxious people fear the worst. They're not going to direct.
Why are we messing with something that's going
to
miss
Earth?
Do you
know why, Ling? Because it's good to have a plan in place,
oh,
all
you've
right?
You've copped a cam and a Ling today.
Right.
What is going on with you?
It is good to have a plan in place because then they're going to do tests and they're going to say, all right, that one didn't work.
No, because we redirected it towards
Earth. No, it's not going to happen. It's 11 million kilometres away. So it's just, it's close, but not that close. You can actually watch it live happening right now. And NASA's, they've got a live stream going.
What could possibly go wrong? As they flick a dart towards an asteroid, send it hurtling towards Earth.
Oh, breaks up into lots of different pieces. So yeah. it hits lots of different spots on Earth.
What they said. They said they don't want that to happen. Okay, that's why they're not, because people are like, just blow it up. And they're like, no, we don't want to do that. Because if you blow it up, it's all little bits of space stuff that could come at it.
Actually, there's nothing to worry about. This has been done before. Like, things aren't moving at high speeds in a place that's really easy to control. They guarantee that this will just brush it off course a little bit.
They're doing the science to make sure that if we need it, that it's there.
We're going to need it after they knock it towards Earth.
Can someone flick a dart at Cameron Lee?
Yeah, you got an asteroid coming for you right now, mate. Tom,
Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.